Mission life entities. It's just a fact that every single one of us has a God-driven purpose, and every incarnation we experience is a building block toward fulfilling that purpose. Our spirit minds know what that purpose is, whether our conscious minds can define it or not. It's also a fact that there is no one purpose that's more important than any other. Ditch diggers and teachers and paramedics and charity volunteers are every bit as essential as kings and presidents. Armies of generals without foot soldiers would never win a battle. Never doubt that, especially in God's eyes, every purpose toward his greater good is indispensable and of equal value. All of which is to introduce the mission life entity. Those who sign up for the designated purpose of mission life entity are among the most advanced spirits in our midst. Not among the most important, just among the most advanced. So don't even think about feeling diminished if you don't happen to be one. Mission life entities have said to God, "Wherever on this earth you need me, I'll willingly go." They'll sacrifice their comfort and yearnings for home in the name of the mission they've signed on for, not to convert or preach any specific religion or dogma, but compassionately to rescue, reconnect, affirm, ignite, and celebrate the spirit of the divine in every child of God they encounter, whatever their belief systems. Mission life entities are kind, never superior, and they never try to gain control over those around them, let alone through intimidation or frightening threats of hell and eternal damnation. They don't claim an exclusive closeness to God or to have more effective access to him. They don't isolate or estrange anyone from loved ones or from the world in general, and they never lose sight of the fact that it is God, and only God, who is the real answer. Mission life entities can be found in any and all walks of life. Their purpose is visible through their quiet generosity, their ready empathy, and most of all, their gift for elevating the spiritual well-being of humanity without making shrill, annoying, judgmental pests of themselves. Mission life entities work the hard way up through the spirit ranks, writing exceptionally difficult life charts for their exceptionally numerous incarnations, so that finally there's no level of life on earth they can't relate to. The path to achieving the purpose of mission life entity is filled with hardship, turmoil, and disappointment in exchange for profound satisfaction and a journey of the soul only a rare few choose to take.